I'm Steve Potter, and it's the Sounds of the Season today on Cityscape. Later, we're going to talk about a holiday concert that's bringing together members of four St. Louis bands, Vote for Pedro, My Two Planets, Soul Kiss, and Out of Focus, for a holiday concert to benefit Covenant House, Missouri. That's a homeless shelter and support center that helps thousands of at-risk youth every year. Vocalist Brian Owens is here. He's performing in a holiday concert of his own, and we'll catch up with him about some other projects that he's involved in as well. But first, the Bach Society of St. Louis's annual Christmas Candlelight Concert is next Tuesday evening at Powell Hall. A. Dennis Sparger conducts the chorus and orchestra, and he joins us now, along with the Bach Society's executive director and principal singer, Melissa Payton. And welcome to Cityscape, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
Well, this concert, your annual concert, is billed as the perfect holiday experience. That's not hype, is it?
Yes, it is. No, and it started that way. This concert began in 1951 under our founder, and he created this format that works so well, we still do it today. At that time, he began the concert with some classical masterpieces, Bach, Handel, Haydn, you know, people like this. We're doing Bach and Mendelssohn and Gustav Holst to begin the concert. Then we shift into familiar carols. After our candlelight procession, which still is done to this day, we have a whole series of familiar carols, but all in new sparkling arrangements, and along with a few that the audience sings with us. And this seems to be the perfect experience for people looking for something that's truly about the Christmas experience.
And Melissa, what about that formula, do you think? Why does that work so well?
You know, I think it gives a nice variety for whatever you're interested in. If you're interested in the classics, you get to hear a little bit of that. But a lot of people really love to come and just hear Christmas carols and the candlelight processional where we travel through singing down the aisle. That's always a special time during the concert that everyone looks forward to. So I think it's a nice variety.
And, you know, during the holidays, people really like tradition, something they've done before. And this is a tradition. This event is a tradition for so many
people. It is. There are, you know, multiple generations of people that come and have been coming for decades to this concert and wouldn't think of missing it. It's truly a St. Louis tradition.
Well, I guess it's appropriate you begin the concert with something from Bach.
Well, we try as much as we can. And this year we're beginning with a Gloria in Excelsis Deo from the Mass in B minor.
Something new this year, Dennis. I believe it's new. UMSL's University Singers under the direction of Jim Henry.
I think it's the first time that the Bach Society has ever used a university choir to sing with us. We've had a lot of children's choirs and high school choirs that have joined us for this performance. But this year, we invited the University Singers from the University of Missouri, St. Louis, under the direction of Jim Henry. And they'll join us to close the first half of the concert with this incredible festive Gloria by John Rutter.
Why don't we sample that now?
Great.
And that is the Bach Society Chorus and Orchestra under the direction of A. Dennis Sparger. The Bach Society's Christmas Candlelight Concert is next Tuesday at Powell Hall. Dennis Sparger is here along with Melissa Payton from the Bach Society.
And you just missed a lot of dancing in the studio.
Oh, yes. Exciting piece, isn't it?
I was wondering how he's going to get you to sit down there. People don't know what goes on.
Well, we've sung this piece before, and this was from a performance in 2005. Just a thrilling piece. John Rutter wrote this originally for brass, organ, and percussion. Then he came back a few years later and realized there was a need to write this for a full orchestra, including all the woodwinds, the strings, the harp. And that's the version we used then and we'll use next Tuesday night with the Bach Society Chorus and the University Singers from UMSL.
Where was that recorded, by the way? Do you record in studio or?
That was recorded at Powell Hall.
Really?
Live performance.
Wow. Well, let's talk about the actual candlelight procession because I think that's, you know, that's been something, part of the tradition that goes back, what, 60 years, more than 60 years?
Yes. The very first time I conducted this concert in 1986, I thought, wow, if I could just dump this candlelight procession, this would be a whole lot easier to do. Because there is so much involved in getting people to walk down the aisle and be at the right place at the right time and to memorize all the music. I quickly learned this is what people love, and we have maintained it ever since and probably always will. I now score these things so it's an easier part for the chorus to sing, and so it makes sense for everyone to be singing more melody. But we have familiar carols that we sing as we process down the aisles, the orchestra plays, and it's really a lovely, lovely moment.
Melissa, when did your association with the Bach Society begin? And you've come a long way, I think, during that time.
I have. I have been singing with the Bach Society of St. Louis since 2004. I first came on as their soprano young artist and stayed for 5 years, and then I became old and
oh, come on.
Became an old artist. After that, Dennis invited me to stay back on as a principal singer, and I took on the position as the assistant to the executive director last year, and just recently in July accepted the position of the executive director. So I'm very excited to be on the other side of things.
Do you like that business side of it?
I do. I'm enjoying it a lot.
What's
I'm learning
biggest,
a lot.
What's the biggest challenge for you?
Oh, my goodness. I guess just really the fundraising, getting used to all that's involved with the nonprofit and raising money. I've learned a lot, but it is something that's very new for me.
And if Melissa's old, Dennis, what does that say about us?
Ancient. Well, I should say that our Young Artist Program is for aspiring young soloists under the age of 30. So we take someone when they're coming out of college, if they're really serious about being a soloist, give them experiences in singing with an orchestra in front of an audience, paying them a stipend for the year. And we've had now 50 young artists in our program since it began.
And you're doing something with young artists in January, we'll mention a little bit later, featuring four exciting young talents
we'll
talk about. Let's hear more of the Bach Society in chorus. Go Tell It on the Mountain. Would you say something about this?
Well, this is a spiritual we sang in, I think it was 2004 the last time, and recorded, and wanted to include that in our CD called Gloria, Christmas with the Bach Society. It's a fun setting of the spiritual, very energetic, and in this recording we're about to hear, the soloists were Melissa Payton, a very young Melissa, singing as the soloist, Stephen Slusher, who's moved on to a teaching job in the West Coast, and Dean Looney, one of our very fine bases. When we do it next Tuesday, we have three different soloists singing. So this is Go Tell It on the Mountain.
That's the Bach Society Chorus and Orchestra featuring one of our guests here today, Melissa Payton. Dennis Barger is here as well. And that really shows one of the great things about this concert is the mix of music, as you say.
It is. You know, we love doing, you know, the serious music, but we love doing the beautiful music that touches the heart. And every once in a while to throw something in that is fun, is toe-tapping, finger-snapping.
Right.
And that certainly is it.
And Melissa, I don't know if you know that for those of us that don't sing, we're all sort of frustrated performers. Why are you laughing? You realize that, right?
Well, the performers are frustrated too.
Not like the rest
yes,
of us, Dennis. But the reason I bring that up is you give us audience members a chance to let out our inner performer during this too. There's a little audience participation.
You know, you're absolutely right. I've never thought of it that way before, but I think audience, you know, they do kind of ride along with a performer, just as if we're watching a baseball game or a football game, that we kind of move and feel with the performers, the players.
Mm-hmm. Let's go down the program a little bit, if we could. As we said before, the concert begins with Gloria in Excelsis. Take us from there.
Well, after we sing the Gloria by Bach, then we move on to a setting of Martin Luther's Christmas hymn, Vom Himmel Hoch. And this is a setting by Felix Mendelssohn, who was the great supporter of Bach, who brought Bach's music back to the public eye. And then we'll move on to do a set of familiar carols called Christmas Day by the English composer Gustav Holst. And because this has four solo passages in it, it gives us a chance to feature our young artists who are with us for this year. When we've finished that lovely setting, which is about 7 minutes long, the Umsel singers join us to do the Gloria by John Rutter. Then we take a brief intermission and come back with the candlelight procession. That's almost always followed by an a cappella piece by the Bach Society Chorus. And this year we're doing the beautiful Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. Now, you may not recognize the composer's name because I think this is his only hit.
Really?
He wrote a lot of music, but almost every choral singer knows the Franz Biebel Ave Maria. It's just gorgeous, and I'm sure that our audience will love hearing this as well. Then we go on to a set of three carols. The audience sings. The university singers from Umsel come on stage. They have the stage all to themselves and will sing three sets of pieces, including a lovely set of carols from the Southwest by Conrad Sousa, a wonderful American composer who passed away just a week or so ago. Then we return on stage to do a few more pieces, including a setting of a not well-known carol called Shepherds Shake Off Your Drowsy Sleep.
Shepherds Shake Off Your Drowsy Sleep
by Stephen Mager, St. Louis composer and our composer in residence. Then we do a few more things, and the gang from Umsel joins us to do a musicological journey through the 12 days of Christmas.
Yes, talk about Craig Courtney and what this is all about.
Well, I think everyone knows the 12 days of Christmas, but what Courtney has done is set each verse in a different time period, historical period, and musical style. So it begins with a Gregorian chant, works up through a madrigal style, a little excerpt from the Vivaldi Gloria, you know, the one that goes ya-dum, bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 da-da-dum, bum, bum. And then we have, you know, on the fourth day of Christmas, we go through Brahms and Wagner and Strauss and Tchaikovsky and finally get up to the Stars and Stripes Forever at the very end as each verse takes on its own unique character through history. A lot of fun.
Well, why don't we sample part of that
just
now?
A little bit, yes.
Christmas, my true love, give to me. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love, give to me. Yea, through May.
Well, some call this the perfect holiday experience, and they may be right. The Bach Society of St. Louis presents a Christmas candlelight concert. That's next Tuesday, 7:30 at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll link to the Bach Society's website. Anything you want to say about tickets?
Well, for ordering tickets, one of the easiest ways is to go to bachsociety.org and then click on Order Now. That takes you immediately to the Powell Hall website with our page, and then you just order, choose your own seat. And then you can look at either the floor level, the orchestra level, or up in the balcony, find out what's available, and select exactly where you'd like to be.
Looking ahead, Dennis, you have something coming up, and you referred to your young artists earlier a couple of times, Young Artist Recital in January.
That's right. They'll be singing at Second Presbyterian Church on January 26th, the Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And they'll be singing some arias by Bach and then also some favorite arias.
Melissa, can you tell us anything about these young people?
Oh, they're so talented. We're so excited to have them this season. This is a free concert, so I know that it's going to be a full packed house because who gets to go to a recital so exciting for free these days?
And a beautiful space.
Yeah, right. It's a gorgeous church.
You also, just looking down the calendar ahead, you've got things coming up in March and in May.
On March 30th, we're performing Bach's Passion According to St. John. It's really a very devotional program with some of the finest music ever written that tells us the Passion story. Six splendid soloists that are coming in to perform with us for that event. We're at First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood for that performance. It's a recently remodeled space. Again, another beautiful setting for music. If anyone in the audience attended our St. Matthew Passion a few years ago, we have five of those six soloists coming back, and they all were just extraordinary. We couldn't get the same soprano, so I have a new soprano joining us from the Netherlands, and her name is Josephine Stoppelenburg. That took a little practice to get.
you did good.
Yes, but she is just splendid. And then we complete our season on May 18th, a Sunday afternoon, back at Second Presbyterian Church with a heavenly concert called Beyond All Mortal Dreams.
And of course, we all know that St. Louis is gearing up to celebrate its 250th birthday, anniversary, whatever, however you want to put it, and you are involved in that too.
We are. One of our board members brought this to our attention a couple of years ago and said, you know, we ought to do something. And I started thinking about it and realized it's the perfect time, the perfect occasion to gather together some of the other choruses in town that do such splendid work. So we've put together an afternoon of seven outstanding choruses that will sing at the Two Hill. This is on February 16th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a free concert. We have about 1,000 available seats, and then there will be donations taken following the concert that will benefit the Assistance League of St. Louis, an organization that does so much to help children and women all throughout the St. Louis region. So we'll hear about 15 minutes from each of these wonderful choruses, the Ambassadors of Harmony, the St. Louis Chamber Chorus, the St. Louis Symphony in Unison Chorus, the St. Louis Archdiocesan Chorus, the Bach Society Chorus, the St. Louis Children's Choirs, and we'll be welcomed by, again, the University Singers from UMSL.
So if you'd like information about any of these future events, including Tuesday's Candlelight Christmas Concert, again, go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page. The Candlelight Concert next Tuesday, 7:30 at Pell Hall. Melissa Payton is the new Executive Director for the Bach Society, also a principal singer. We congratulate you on your new position.
Thank you.
And hope to see you again. I'm sure we will. And A. Dennis Sparger is music director and conductor for the Bach Society of St. Louis. Thank you both. Have a great holiday season.
Always great spending time with you. Merry Christmas.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Brian Owens and his jazzy, soulful holiday affair. And later, Homes for the Holidays, a rockin' winter party. This is St. Louis Public Radio.